History of Penang Church. Around 1928, Deacon Goh Ying Foo, father of the late Deaconess Phoebe Goh, went to Penang with the intention of establishing a church there. He made this decision because he was miraculously healed by the Lord from his illnesses. He was zealous in evangelism, thus fulfilling a promise to God to give up the world and to dedicate one's life. The early believers who worked with Goh Ying Foo were Mrs. Lim, Deaconess Phoebe Goh, and her sisters. At that time, the places of worship were not fixed. The place of worship was later fixed at 162 and 160 Burma Road, the residence of Elder Aaron Ang's father. As the number of believers increased year by year, the private abode was no longer able to house all the members. In 1943, Deacon Goh bought a single-story house as a church, which was situated behind the Ayer Itam police station. At that time, the church was managed by Elder John Low and his wife, Sister Yap Yok Ha. Elder Aaron Ang was the person in charge of religious affairs, and Deacon Goh had resources assistance from the Ipoh region. At the end of 1973, the church spent ₹25,000 to renovate the church and to install air conditioning. After the completion of the project, spiritual meetings and evangelical meetings were held for 3 consecutive years during the end of 1974, 1975, and 1976. Similar spiritual meetings and evangelical meetings were held at the end of each year thereafter. Since 1968, the religious affairs were handled by Deacon John Liu, who was renamed as Elder John Liu in 1995, and assisted by Elder Aaron Ang, as well as Deaconess Mary Chia. Deacon John Ui was subsequently ordained in 1984 and joined the ministry. Due to the increasing number of believers, the facilities and the chapel were no longer adequate for the members, as there were no proper religious education classroom as well. After much discussion, a general meeting was held with the believers on 26 February 1983 for the planning and executions of a new church building project on the existing site, as well as to establish a church building committee. The drawings were approved in 1986. After discussion and public tender, the construction began on 11 May 1987. With the guidance and care of the Lord, the construction project went very smoothly. After the completion of the new church building on 12 October 1988, the renovation works, purchase of furniture and equipment, and installations of the sound system were done instantaneously. The church dedication ceremony was then held on 14 May 1989. The new church building is a three-story building with the ground floor for general use. First floor as the church hall, as well as religious classroom and a preacher's room on the third floor. Thanks to the grace of God, after moving into the new chapel, everyone came together to serve and spread the gospel through the working of the Holy Spirit. When the preachers from IA came to pastor in the northern region, large-scale evangelical services were held at Komtar and at Berjaya Hotel. At the same time, many divine workers such as Deacon Stephen He, currently ordained as Elder Stephen He, who pastors the Bayan Baru Church, Deacon Timothy Tan, current person in charge of Bayan Baru Church, Deacon Philemon Liu, Deaconess Phoebe Chin, and Deacon Jabez Kaur started to participate in the ministry. Preacher Andrew Low of the GA also returned to Penang to assist in the ministry after his retirement. In 1996, as the membership increased year by year, the size of the chapel was getting too small for the increasing membership. As traffic in Penang Island started to become worse, our members who work in the free trade zone started to move to Bayan Baru. Therefore, the church board decided to set up another branch in the area to spread the truth. Under God's guidance, a two-story shop house was finally acquired. The renovations were completed in November 2001, and the building was dedicated to the Lord on 25th August 2002. Other than the Mother Church of the True Jesus Church in Penang and the Bayan Baru Church, Elder John Liu and a few co-workers have chosen Butterworth as the next pioneering area since 1994. As such, he borrowed the shop house of Sister Wu Yu Qing for use as a place of worship. However, Sister Wu relocated and the services were held in the meeting room of Hotel Merlin in Butterworth. With the help of the offerings of members from Butterworth and throughout Malaysia, a single-story shop house was purchased in Bagan Ajam in 2002 as a place of worship, and it was recognized by the GA as a prayer house in 2003. At the end of 2006, more than 10 believers from Sabah had come to work in Seberang Perai, and the number of people attending the services increased. As such, ministers and youths from Penang Church have been scheduled to assist to speak sermons, interpret, and to run religious education classes. In 2011, the said prayer house was finally upgraded as the Third True Jesus Church in Penang, also known as Butterworth Church. The Penang Church now has 110 members, with about 65 attendees for Sabbath services and an average of 30 attendees for night services. May God's grace continue to lead us to shine for Him and to work in unity to enable us to draw others to Him, that all nations may be blessed and that the Lord's name would be exalted and glorified. Amen.